Hi, Bill McKeever here from Mormonism Research Ministry. If you are in the Salt Lake City area, you might be interested in an in-depth class I've been asked to teach for the Lifeline Institute called Mormonism, Its History and Doctrine. This is a 20-hour course that is sponsored by Lifeline Community in West Jordan, Utah. Mormonism, Its History and Doctrine begins on January 29th, and because it consists of 10 two-hour classes, I will be covering the unique history and teachings of the LDS faith much more thoroughly than is possible in a regular church setting. Again, Mormonism, Its History and Doctrine, starts on January 29th at the West Campus of Lifeline Community, located at 4431 West, 8200 South in West Jordan, Utah. For more information about tuition and time, visit our homepage at mrm.org. I think you'll enjoy this in-depth format, and I hope you can attend.
Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Does the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have a limit to its quote-unquote transparency? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Back in October of 2014, the church posted an essay that had to do with plural marriage in Nauvoo and Kirtland, Ohio. A lot of people saw this as a great move by the church, and many were hailing the church as showing how transparent it was in talking about this very thorny issue of plural marriage, including the fact that Joseph Smith, the founder of the Mormon movement, had a wife who was as young as 14 years old. We did 12 shows on this, and if you want to listen to those broadcasts, simply go to our archives at mrm.org, and you can hear those for yourself. But today, we want to try and answer this question that we started our show with, and that is there a limit to how transparent the church really wants to be? You would think if they really want to be transparent in the true sense of the word, that they would have no problem allowing members of the Mormon church to find out about its history, not just by the essays that they are willing to post on their own site, but perhaps even by Mormon authors who are sympathetic to the Mormon cause, but yet have more to add to this conversation.
Here's an article by Paul Raleigh of the Salt Lake Tribune. This is from December 3rd, 2014. And in his column, on the front page of the B section, it's titled, Deseret News Rejects Ads for Mormon Polygamy Books. And this is what he writes. The Salt Lake Tribune recently ran ads for signature books promoting two of its books about polygamy in the LDS Church's early days, In Sacred Loneliness by Todd Compton and Mormon Polygamy by the late Richard Van Wagner, which was originally published in the 1980s. And Bill, you and I have said those are two of the finer books on this topic.
In fact, during our series, we cited those two books quite often because we do feel that they are very good books that deal with this subject.
Now, it's interesting. He goes on and says, the ads did not appear in the LDS Church-owned Deseret News. The paper refused to run them. That puzzled Tom Kimball, marketing director of Signature Books, since the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints recently released several essays about Mormon polygamy, shedding light on the subject and acknowledging the plural marriages of LDS founder Joseph Smith. In fact, the church essays cite In Sacred Loneliness, which won an award from the Mormon History Association. When Kimball asked why the Deseret News would turn down an innocuous ad on a historical issue LDS officials are attempting to address, he was told by an editor that polygamy is just too hot of a topic.
Now, we don't know who this editor is that Mr. Kimball refers to, but okay, polygamy is a hot topic. In fact, we know that of all the gospel topic essays that the church has put out in the past several months, it seems to me that this one on plural marriage, The one that deals with Joseph Smith and his polyandry and marrying teenagers seemed to garner the most attention nationwide.
And not just nationwide, but I think the consternation is across the world. I've heard stories that people who are in Latin America, especially in other places where marriage is very sacred, never knew that Joseph Smith had been married to 14-year-olds or other men's wives, and found this out through the LDS.org website when they go on to Gospel Topics, and they're amazed what the media is reporting, because there have been a number of, especially these international Mormons, who were still saying, no, that can't be true, and then they were being pointed to the website to show, yes, it was true.
Well, there's this one story of a stake president down in Central America who saw an article in the local paper, and he thought for sure that this article was based on nothing but lies, and then realized through a relative that, in fact, this was coming from an essay that the church itself produced. Here was a stake president that didn't even know about Joseph Smith's behavior.
And the media has glommed onto this and has written numerous articles. If you go onto the internet and just type in plural marriage or polygamy, you'll find a number of articles since October when that last one came out. I think it's just gotten a lot of attention, probably more so than any of the other more than dozen gospel topic essays that are out there.
Well, this word transparency, because we hear this a lot, what does it really mean? It means that you're willing to be open. Transparent means I can look through it. There's not going to be anything that's going to hinder you from seeing things as they really are. One of the complaints that was circulating is that it's difficult to even find these gospel topic essays on the LDS.org website, which is the official website of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. When we did a recent check on LDS.org about the fastest way we could get to the articles on polygamy was by typing in plural marriage in the search box. Now, I would venture to say that most people that are computer savvy, that's probably one of the first areas they may go in order to find something like this. But if you don't know the title of the essay, and you don't know where they're actually located by the drop-down windows on LDS.org, it could be kind of a frustrating experience for you. And even if you did go to the drop-down windows under Teachings, and then you go to Gospel Topics,
you'd have to know it's called Gospel Topics Essays.
Yes, you would have to know it's called Gospel Topic Essays. And then once you got to that page, once you arrived at that page, you click on the topics of interest.
Well,
and then what happens?
Well, here's the thing. When you go on to Gospel Topics and it has a page and it says, studying the Word of God by topic is an inspiring and rewarding experience. The topics and related articles included herein can help members learn by study and also by faith. From time to time, this information and associated footnotes and resources may be updated. And then they have some videos here that you can go on to, including some of their leaders talking about how does the gospel topic section help me, or what about the historical questions. And then down further, you see some of the topics: God the Father, Joseph Smith, gospel learning, environmental stewardship and conservation, Peace and Violence Among 19th Century Latter-day Saints, and Book of Mormon Translation.
And that's all they have listed.
Now, that's all they have listed. So you go to browse alphabetically, it gives you A through Z. You'd have to maybe type on the P and you'll be able to get there that way. Or if you go to Topics of Current Interest, we found this to be very interesting, because if you click on this on the LDS.org website under Gospel Topics, here are the gospel topic essays they have: Atonement of Jesus Christ, Book of Mormon Translation, Environmental Stewardship and Conservation, First Vision Accounts, Missionary Work, Priesthood, Translation and Historicity of the Book of Abraham, and the Word of Wisdom.
Nothing to do with plural marriage.
Yeah, or you mentioned this and pointed out that the race issue is not on there either.
That's right. Race in the Priesthood essay, which of course caught a lot of attention. That's the essay where the church is now blaming Brigham Young for the ban prohibiting those of African heritage from holding the priesthood.
Now, those are all topics that they have that I just listed. And of the top three most controversial, Book of Abraham is on there. So you could find the Book of Abraham essay that way. But if you want to find out about race and the priesthood, or the two on plural marriage or polygamy, then you're going to have to know, basically, to type into the search engine, as you mentioned before, which a lot of people will do that. But I guess the point that I am making is it just doesn't seem very simple. If you want to learn more about this plural marriage issue, to go on their website and find these, you're going to have to know a little bit to get there.
It makes me wonder, in light of the fact that the church has posted something on this, I mean, I'll give them credit for that. Although I have said publicly, I am not going to applaud them for this, because the only reason they're doing this, folks, is because they've had to do it. Stephen E. Snow, the church historian, has pretty much admitted that. The reason why they had to come out with these essays is because the information is out there and they want to at least give some kind of a response to it. And many times, in our opinion, we think that response is a lot of spin. The fact is why wouldn't they want to publish an ad in a church-owned newspaper that merely talks about this subject in more detail than the essays talk about them?
Signature Books must have really wanted to do the ad because they paid the same price you normally would pay to have it in both newspapers, because they're both owned by Media One. And they said, well, you can only have it in the Salt Lake Tribune. They went ahead and did a four-color ad several times to advertise their book. And so they went ahead and paid double the price, basically, because they weren't going to get it in the other newspaper and only had it in the Salt Lake Tribune.
But they actually cite Todd Compton's book in the essay.
That's amazing.
In Sacred Loneliness. That book is actually cited in the footnotes. Why wouldn't they allow an ad in a church-owned newspaper that pointed people to the very book they were citing? That seems awfully strange.
Well, you have to also wonder, who was the person who did not allow for that ad to be in? Was that instructions from church headquarters, or was that just from an overzealous employee over at the Deseret News saying, no, we can't have this information in our newspaper? Well, Raleigh actually had a follow-up column that he did a few days later in the Friday, December 5th, 2014 Salt Lake Tribune. It was titled, LDS Church Promotes Author the Deseret News Snubbed. And he says, here's something from the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing department. He says, the Huffington Post ran a story on November 26 about the history of polygamy in the Mormon Church. The author wrote that church officials could not provide her with the comprehensive list of LDS Church founder Joseph Smith's wives, but the church's Public Affairs Department directed her to Todd Compton. Yes, that Todd Compton, author of In Sacred Loneliness, the book the Deseret News thought was too controversial to advertise.
Now, doesn't that seem odd that the church can't provide you with a comprehensive list of Joseph Smith's wives? You have to go to these non-official sources to get that, and they're pointing you in that direction.
And it's a scholar who they would not allow his book to be put into the Deseret News in a paid advertisement.
What we find fascinating about this is, in talking with a lot of Latter-day Saints, even though these gospel topic essays have been out now for several months, a lot of Mormons have never even bothered to read them. Some of them don't even know they exist. I know I've had conversations with Mormons who didn't know what I was talking about when I brought it up, but I'll tell you something. If you do bring them up, it's a great starter just to ask your Mormon friend, hey, have you read any of those gospel topic essays? Those are really fascinating. Then you can just go right from there asking questions about them.
We've done a lot of research on our website, mrm.org. On the left-hand side under topics, go to gospel topic essays, click there, and you'll see a lot of responses that we at MRM have made, including links to our podcast. And if you type that on Google, it's actually number 4 or 5.
If nothing else, this makes me think that maybe someone at the LDS Church does not view the very essays that it has posted on its own website are maybe not all that convincing.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.